Can husband and wife be partner in a business?
Why can they not be? The rights will have to be fulfilled as well as Sharia requirement. But those who start partnership should not get into it at all without taking guidance from Islamic jurists. People lay down such rules and regulations which are against Sharia. Such rules are irrelevant and actually invalid. Anybody can lay down regulations and so rules. But he must consult the Islamic jurist. Whatever he says and advises, he should agree with him without arguing. He should cancel the points as per his advice, no matter if he wants to include them. Sometimes there are points which are not correct. Doing something happily is not the justification a person drinks as well as gambles happily. There are many other sins which are committed happily. Therefore, doing something happily is not the justification. The orders of Sharia have to be carried out, not one's own pleasure.
This Madani pearl is really quite significant. Sometimes people base their actions on mutual agreements. They say they are right because everybody is agreed. How can a business which is based on profit and loss be disallowed? Similarly, gamble leads to both either profit or loss. Instead of inventing their own ideas and following their own philosophy, they should consult Islamic jurists.
A father and a son and brothers can be partners. Similarly, a mother and a daughter can be partners, as well as a daughter and a father. But all this should be done according to Sharia rulings. Again and again, I will ask you to go to Islamic scholars. We cannot do without it, and we don't have as much religious knowledge as Islamic scholars have. After consulting them, rules should be decided and everybody must abide by. There should be no cheating. If a husband pressurizes his wife and makes any mistake, he will be caught in the hereafter. They should consider it. Besides having mutual understanding, they should have guidance from Sharia point of view.
Whether I call it a coincidence or whatever, the Madani pearl you have given is useful enough. You have drawn our attention towards an important aspect. If we ask a stranger to invest and have partnership with him, the profit might be 50% for both or whatever decided. On the other hand, if someone makes partnership with a family member and fulfills the requirements and rights, of course, all the profit will come to the same home.